Thursday, Dr. Frank Bowling joins us every week from the Bowling Chiropractic Center for what we call Creating Wellness. What do you got for us this week, Doctor?
Good morning, Duane. Well, morning. I thought maybe we would talk a little bit about stress. And I know we've talked about stress in the past.
Life forms to the left.
I'll tell you what, I've probably said a million times, stress is the number one cause of disease. And our new patients have to fill out some information. It's important that I get a good history. And the last category is social history. And in that history are several forms of stress. And I've said this before on the radio, more often than not, the patient will put down, they'll check every one of them. High stress activity, check. Family pressures, check. Financial pressures, check. Other mental stresses. And then other, they can specify, and sometimes they'll just write down, for example, I'm a mother. That's all they write down, you know. So, yeah, we need to have a Mother's Day. Or they'll say, I'm a teacher. Oh, my goodness, you know. You might say, well, I own 3 radio stations. How stressful is that, you know? Or I might say, I deal with the public. How stressful is that? But anyway, the stress is, you know, it's so bad it makes us sick. So we got to have some strategies for dealing with stress. And, yesterday, I get up every morning early, as you do. And yesterday morning, I was up between 3 and 3:30. And my normal routine is to make my coffee and sit in my chair quietly and listen to some spiritual stuff online and then go to the gym. So I get up. Well, the power is off, so I can't make my coffee. So I try to get in my chair and put on this prayer thing that I listen to, and you know I'm dozing off. You know I don't have my coffee. I can't get that done. I thought, well, I'll go ahead and get cleaned up. So I'll go ahead and get cleaned up, get ready to go to the gym. Can't get my garage door open without the power. And you know there's a rope in there you can pull on to open the garage door, but I can only get it about 3 inches up, and then you know you let go, but to try to run down there and grab a hold of the bottom side of the garage door, well, it goes back down. So I finally gave up on that. So it just set me off in the wrong direction for the whole day. But you know there's a lot of evidence that mindfulness meditation, that quiet time, that spiritual time, is extremely important when it comes to dealing with stress. Same way with exercise. There's plenty of evidence that exercise helps with stress, helps with, I was reading that 1 out of every 4 to 6 people is taking some kind of medication for depression or anxiety or, you know, the various negative effects of stress. And yet the research shows that exercise is more effective than medication when it comes to dealing with depression. So, you know, we'd be a bit better off to get out. We got a beautiful park here. Get out. A lot of people get out there and walk around that sidewalk that goes all the way around the park, or go to the gym like I do, or go to yoga on Main, a couple doors down from my office there on Main Street. A lot of ways of types of physical activity that help people deal with stress. And then the other one, you know, so much of the things that we talk about on this program come back to the same things, but the other one is nutrition. It's diet. It's what we put into our bodies. You know, if you're loading yourself up with a bunch of processed food or with a bunch of sugar, that has a negative effect on your physiology, which has a negative effect on your mental and emotional state. So once again, if we eat right, we're going to do a lot better in terms of dealing with stress. So just a combination of things, all leading us in the right direction. And again, you know, if they're not religious, you know, there are a lot of secular approaches to the mental and emotional and spiritual part of it. I've talked about meditation in the past where you just try to sit quietly and focus on your breathing, things like that. But, you know, if we don't take some of these positive steps, stress will, it'll eat us alive.
And it does. It does to some people. It's funny though, ask anybody, do a poll right now.
Yeah.
There's not one person that will say they're not stressed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and it affects us wherever our weak point is, you know. So some people, it causes them to have heart trouble. Some people, it causes them to have stomach ulcers. Some people, cause them to have whatever it might be, you know, affects their digestion. But you know, stress affects everybody. Had another newborn baby in the day before yesterday, just a month old, and baby just wasn't happy. Well, that's another form of stress. And so once again, as is almost always the case, I just worked on that baby. And if you could see me working on a newborn baby, you think, well, he didn't really do anything. You know, I mean, it's so gentle, it's so quick, so easy. Treat them all pretty much the same way. Called yesterday morning to check on that baby. Totally different baby. So much calmer, so much happier. And, you know, my gosh, it probably didn't take me 2 minutes to work on that baby. And what's that worth?
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, get rid of the stress today. Don't mess with it. Kick the stress and contact Dr. Bowling for an adjustment. Home of the $20 adjustment every single day. Stress-free visit, low cost, and definitely worth a shot. Right?
Absolutely.
You can't go wrong with a chiropractic adjustment.
Yes, sir.
How do they get a hold of you?
812-254-0246, bowlingchiropractic.com, 312 East Main.
Have a great week.
Yes, sir, you too.